The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. What does it take to create the strongest possible online presence? Optimizing Your Digital Business Model, written by Peter Weil and Stephanie L. Werner. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Digital Strategy. Are your customers leaving you behind digitally? Are they seeking out other companies that provide great digital customer experiences? These are far from idle questions. Customers are increasingly demanding to interact with companies anytime, anywhere. Before the internet, business operated primarily in a physical world of place. It was a world that was tangible, product-based, and oriented towards customer transactions. Today, many industries, all moving at different rates, are shifting toward a digital world of space, more intangible, more service-based, and oriented towards customer experience. A recent survey that we conducted found that organizations that were in the top third in terms of digital customer experience had 8.5% higher net margins and 7.8% higher revenue growth than their industry competitors. Given that, enterprises must strengthen their digital business models, how they engage their customers digitally to create value via mechanisms such as websites and mobile devices. If your company doesn't offer a great digital experience, many customers, particularly younger people, will move to industry competitors or do more business with companies like Amazon.com that offer great customer experiences digitally, operate in adjacent industries, and are starting to offer services similar to yours. To make this change more difficult, a great digital business model challenges the traditional physical business model that relies on place, such as bank branches, bookstores, or department stores, and people, such as sales terms or insurance agents, to delight a customer. A digital business model challenges the physical model in three main areas. Internal power, since who owns the customer's experience often changes from product groups to the unit that manages the multi-product customer experience. Business processes, which require rethinking to be seamless across channels. And customer data, which becomes an enterprise-wide resource rather than remaining hidden in one area. Digital business models are transparent to all. They can crash quickly because switching costs in the digital world are often lower than in the physical world, and it's getting easier to digitally describe offers using images. Objective measures, for example, power in a toaster oven or management cost for a mutual fund, and third-party product ratings. It's also getting easier to compare services from different companies using search engines or sites like TripAdvisor LLC or intermediaries, for example, Expedia Inc. in travel, that incorporate customers' shared experience via ratings as well as social media. Three trends have converged to raise the stakes for the effectiveness of your enterprise's digital business model. The first is the continued march towards the digitalization of ever-increasing aspects of business, incorporating more of your customers' experience, executing more of your business processes, and working together with partners in your value chain. The second trend is the increasing number of digital natives, your young, current, and future customers and employees, who expect a brilliant digital experience in all of their interactions with you. The third trend is the dawning of the age of the customer voice, in which customers have a much stronger impact on enterprises via ratings of their services, such as customer rating stars on Amazon and customer experience surveys, and via online comments through Twitter and other social media. Content, experience, and platform. A digital business model has three components: content, customer experience, and platform. Consider Amazon's retail customer digital business model. Amazon's content, what is consumed, includes digital products like movies and software, as well as information about the physical products it sells or brokers. And many of these digital products have challenged the status quo at Amazon and other companies. For example, Amazon's e-books outsold its physical books for the first time in May 2011. The three components of your digital business model, content, experience, and platform, work together to create a compelling customer value proposition. The customer experience embodies what it's like to be a digital customer of your organization, whether buying digital or physical products. Amazon's customer experience includes the website and the digitized business processes touching the customer, like the shopping cart and payment options, as well as messaging, such as delivery alerts and email acknowledgments. The experience also includes Amazon's well-developed, customer-created content, customer product ratings and reviews, as well as sophisticated tools like search, a detailed history of purchases, and tailored recommendations. The platform consists of a coherent set of digitized business processes, data, and infrastructure. The platform has internal and external components and may both deliver digital content to the customer as well as managing physical product delivery to the customer. Amazon's internal platforms include customer data and all the business processes that don't touch the customer, such as customer analytics, human resources, financing, and merchandising. External platforms include the phones, tablets, or computers that consumers use to research and purchase the products, along with telecommunications networks and Amazon's partnership with delivery companies like UPS that deliver physical products and generate text messages on delivery. All of these external platforms neatly integrate with Amazon's internal platforms. To achieve economies of scale with digital business models requires the development and reuse of digitized platforms across the enterprise. Without such shared platforms, the IT units and companies implement a new solution in response to every business need, creating a spaghetti-like arrangement of systems that do meet specific customer needs, but are expensive and fragile, and don't scale enterprise-wide. Worse still, the customer experience suffers as the customer gets a fragmented, product-based experience rather than a unified, multi-product experience. Peter Weil is Senior Research Scientist and Chair of the MIT Sloan School of Management's Center for Information Systems Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Stephanie Werner is a Research Scientist at MIT Sloan School of Management's Center for Information Systems Research. This segment is excerpted from Optimizing Your Digital Business Model, written by Peter Weil and Stephanie L. Werner, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or to get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.